I'm Dan Kleinsorge, the operations manager of Missouri Farmers Care.
All right, and Missouri Farmers Care forming out of the desire for ag groups to make a strong push back to the Humane Society of the United States. Now, you are involved with a similar type group in North Dakota because of some ballot initiative proposals by the HSUS there. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, the name of their group is the North Dakota Animal Stewards, and it's pretty amazing how quickly and how strongly they've come together. What they're opposing is up in North Dakota, they call their initiatives measures when they're on the ballot, and it's Measure 5, which is being supported by HSUS and some of their local people that work for HSUS and frequently support HSUS. And what it would do, it would establish a cruelty felony statute, but only applies to three animals, dogs, cats, and horses. Doesn't apply to any other species, doesn't cover anything short of death, doesn't really do a lot of good for animals. In fact, there's only been two reported cases in North Dakota in the last 20 years that would fall under the acts that are specified in Measure 5. So a lot of the ag groups are opposing it. Also, the Veterinary Medical Association of North Dakota, the Veterinary Technician Association, the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead, which is a local pet shelter, and many, many other groups are opposing it.
Okay, if the statute is only for dogs, cats, and horses, what is the concern of agriculture?
Well, that's interesting. There's two concerns. One is, well, three concerns. One's the foot-in-the-door problem that we've had in Missouri, whereas when HSUS gets a small victory, then they go for a bigger one and a bigger one and a bigger one. The second is it classifies horses in there with dogs and cats, and we believe that's a push by HSUS to get people to look at horses as a companion animal, whereas especially in a state like North Dakota, they're more of a work animal out on the ranch. And then the third problem is, and this is actually pretty interesting, in North Dakota there's a group called the North Dakotans for Responsible Animal Care, and that's, again, that's ag groups and vet groups and even the state zoo, some of the local shelters, the Department of Ag. All these groups have come together, and they're working on their own comprehensive animal welfare legislation that's based in science and will work for the whole state and cover all the species, not just three. Now, in North Dakota, if a law is passed by initiative, the legislature can't touch it without a two-thirds supermajority for 7 years. So if Measure 5 passes, it could actually endanger efforts that are already going on to pass comprehensive animal welfare legislation.
Very interesting. Well, give us a little bit of background about what laws exist now in the state of North Dakota for this sort of thing.
Basically, what they have now are misdemeanor laws. You know, one of the things HSUS really pushes is that every state should have felony animal cruelty statutes, and there's only two states that don't, North Dakota and South Dakota. And like I said, North Dakota is actually working to rectify that on their own. But HSUS wants to push through this felony now. So right now what they have is misdemeanors.
Remind us how this scenario in North Dakota is similar to what happened in Missouri.
Well, it's similar to what happened with Proposition B, because Proposition B, of course, supposedly only dealt with dogs. And they try to use that emotional connection that people have, especially with puppies, in order to manipulate those emotions into getting votes and monetary support. Another thing that's pretty similar is, Proposition B, I think most experts would agree, was pretty sloppily written, pretty poorly written legislation that had some pretty vague definitions, also had that 50-animal limit that really concerned animal agriculture. Measure 5 is also pretty poorly written. A lot of people in North Dakota feel like it's just not good legislation. So there's a lot of interesting parallels between what happened in Proposition B 2 years ago and what's going on in North Dakota right now with Measure 5.
All right. Now, Missouri did not have what you're describing in North Dakota as a two-thirds vote for the legislature to actually amend a ballot initiative or measure, as they call it there. In fact, that was tried by the Humane Society of the United States, which backed Proposition B this year to get something in the legislature that would do just that, but they backed away from that proposal. So do you see that Missouri's situation is better in the sense that, you guys fought it, you fought it early, you fought it head on, whereas some of these other states might not be in as good of a position?
Yeah, HSUS, they prefer to work through the ballot initiative method because they can bypass the state legislature, bypass local stakeholders, and use their money to their advantage. And another interesting parallel between Missouri and North Dakota is the people that actually worked on Your Vote Counts, which is was HSUS's attempt to amend our state constitution to make it pretty much impossible for the legislature to touch initiated past statutes. The people that worked on your vote counts, when they packed up in February and left Missouri, they actually went to North Dakota to work on this Measure 5.
Well, it sounds like you you guys have stayed on top of what they're doing. And in fact, that's certainly one of the reasons that you exist as a group, to protect Missouri agriculture. But it's also interesting to see how the states are ag groups are sort of working together and helping each other out. Are you involved in any other with any other states in this kind of situation, or helping lend your support and expertise?
You know, right now, this is the only ballot initiative that we know of that they're working on. Now, after the election, it might come to light that they were supporting this or that. But this seems to be their big push this year. After your vote counts went away, I think they felt like they needed to do something in North Dakota because, frankly, it's more affordable to run a campaign there. And I think they felt like North Dakota was going to be a cheap victory for them. The more we learned about what was going on about there, and then when we realized there's a direct link between the people that worked for HSUS in Missouri and the people that are working for them in North Dakota, the more involved we got, until gradually we said, you know, we're interested in helping out the ag groups and the other groups up there.
Okay. Is there anything, are they active in, that you know of, in South Dakota? Because you mentioned that was the other state.
We kind of feel like South Dakota might be next on the list. They do not have a ballot initiative there this year, but it would not surprise me if they have one there in 2 or 4 years.
Do they have a state HSUS director?
I don't know about in South Dakota, but the HSUS director of North Dakota actually took a leave of absence to run this Measure 5 campaign.
Okay. Is Missouri Farmers Care still holding its series of town hall meetings in Missouri to educate people?
We will continue those. I actually had to put them on hold because I went to North Dakota and attended 4 town halls in 2 weeks, which is a new record for me. And so I actually helped them put on some town halls and spoke up there in North Dakota at their town halls. But I plan on continuing those in Missouri.
Okay. And do you feel like you guys have helped make a difference? I guess the election itself in November will tell, right?
Yeah, I do think we've helped a lot just by kind of sharing our experience and what worked for us in Missouri and what didn't work for us, I think has helped them quite a bit, actually.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to thank Missouri Farmers Care supporters. We've told a lot of people about what's going on in North Dakota, and they've all been very supportive of agriculture working together, not just inside of the state, but across state lines. And I think if we're ever going to stand up for ourselves the way we need to, then that's what we need to do. You know, HSUS doesn't care about state lines, and so we need to be proactive about helping our friends. You know, just because someone farms or ranches in North Dakota doesn't make them any less part of our community.